Tonight, our son Farhan and Salish Matter have the scariest night of their lives.
So we're going to be transforming our home into the most terrifying haunted house.
And we are going to fill it with Farhan and Salish's biggest fears.
All right, you guys. Andrea and I are building something downstairs, and you guys can't leave this room until you find all of these items.
What?
Wait. We have to find all of these items inside of this room in order to leave?
Yep, and trust me, you're gonna need these for later on. And in case they think about cheating or trying to escape, I have a solution for that. Come on in.
You guys aren't going anywhere until you find everything on that list.
All right, we gotta hurry up and build 5 of the scariest fear rooms before they leave their room.
But wait, how much time do we have?
I have no idea. We gotta hurry up. The truck just arrived. It has everything that we need. Wait till you see what's inside.
Meanwhile, Farhan and Salish were already looking for the first item.
Start taking apart the couch.
The couch?
Yeah, go. Like, under the pillows, under the blanket. Sorry, did you...
Right here.
What is this? Inside of the Amazon package?
It's a hair curler. That's not even something we have to find.
Okay. Keep looking.
Come on. I think I see the white bathtub.
Wait. There's no way. How did you find that?
I mean, it's right on the ceiling.
That's an item on the board. Perfect. Okay. Just jump. Okay.
How about you try jumping?
Okay.
You're
tall. 3, 2.
What?
Okay. No, listen, we have to find like a plan and idea, okay? Listen.
Okay.
Get on my back.
Okay.
Get on my back.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Farhan and Salish were about to get their first item. So we need to hurry up and finish building these rooms.
Alright, open up the truck.
What are those mannequins for?
Wait.
I didn't know about that.
Those?
Yes.
Oh, wait till you see what we're going to do with those. Trust me.
Are you not close?
No.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Bro, I have an idea. What if we set all the cushions on top of each other?
Okay, wait. No.
But there's no way to ladder.
No, that's good. Okay. Right here?
All the cushions. Okay, I think you're tall enough now.
Okay, let me try it.
Just
hang up, Ron. No, don't push me.
Yes!
Oh, let's go, guys. That's one.
Okay, we got the white back.
Wait. By the way, do you know what my parents are doing downstairs?
I have no idea, but let's keep looking for the item.
Okay, let's go.
Alright, the first thing we're going to build is a scary maze. And we're going to build that right here in our driveway.
Farhan always has been so scared of haunted mazes. That's why I think this is the perfect opportunity for him to overcome his fears.
She's right.
Bring it in, guys. Bring it in.
Do you think we can make this maze 70 foot long by 40 foot wide?
That is pretty big, but I think we can do it.
Really?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Nice.
To make sure Farhan and Salish did not leave the room before we were ready, we placed random items in the room to distract them.
Look at this! This is candy!
Oh, do you want candy?
Sure.
Here. Hold it. Yeah. Hold on. Let me just take a little quick snack break real
quick.
Okay. Hold on.
Alright, you guys, we're still building the maze, but what Andrea does not know is I brought 5 of the scariest movie villains to be part of this room. And I'm thinking we should scare Andrea real quick. Should we do it, you guys? Comment down below, scare Andrea. And I might just do it. Alright, movie villains, come on out! All right, you guys, I'm calling Andrea to tell her to come outside, and then we're going to scare her.
Hello?
Hey, babe, can you come outside real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm next to the curtains.
Okay,
bye. We're going to scare her at the same time. Babe! Tell me if you like these curtains.
I want to show you that red curtain right there. Right there.
Piranha and Salish found one item, but they still need to find four more to escape the room.
What if this is like, what is this?
Oh my gosh!
Okay,
what did you do?
Now we can look at all the jackets.
Okay, that's actually a smart idea. Inside the jacket.
Wait, Fawn. I feel something here.
No, please.
Say Fawn, what I have to do.
Are you serious? Are
no,
you,
actually.
Go. Pull it out. Are you serious? Hold on. Sunglasses. Really? Really? No, there's no way. Is there something else? Is there something else? Okay. I feel it. Hold on.
Yeah, I told you.
Okay, but wait, it's not in the pocket. We have to
open the jacket.
Okay, right here. So where's it?
Right here.
The blue flashlight. Let's go. We got another item.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. We found the blue flashlight and we have three more items to go.
Finally, you actually found something.
What? Are you serious? You literally haven't found a single thing.
I found the backpack.
Okay, you know what? Matter of fact, I bet you right now $100 that I'll find the next item.
Okay,
let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Keep looking.
All right, babe, tell them what we're doing here.
All right, so this is going to be the location for fear room number 2, but are you still bringing who we talked about?
Actually, he's outside. He's waiting for us. Should we bring him in?
Let's do it.
Close your eyes.
All right, I don't even want to see it.
All right, open the door. All right. Come on in.
That's so scary.
Hey, man, you're pretty tall. Y'all thought I was tall. This guy is huge. Babe, get in for the selfie. Babe,
get over here.
Babe, get in. Get in. Just get in. Selfie time. Sir, what's your name?
Billy.
Oh, Billy, that's a nice name. All right, babe, take him to his room.
Okay.
The height difference is hilarious.
Careful with your head.
Careful with your head, Billy. Billy?
I'm a big door.
Billy, you don't want to hit your head. We told Billy to stay in the room and decorate it in the most terrifying way to scare Farhan and Salish.
Okay, check the door. You check the doors?
Okay, this is not something we need. It's a megaphone, no?
Ah!
It didn't work, but nice try, okay?
Ah!
Oh my gosh, stop! Oh my gosh. We have to get creative. Oh my gosh!
It's the red umbrella!
Salish, here you go.
Salish,
ew. Okay, we're gonna have to wash that. Okay. Alright, we got the red umbrella. Let's go.
Alright, let's go.
Red umbrella, down.
You're not going anywhere until you find the last two.
Hold on. What did you say? Okay.
Let's go.
Don't worry about it, okay? Okay, two more.
All right, you guys, this is room number 3. Babe. So, what do you think about it?
All that I have to say is that Farhan and Salish are going to freak out when they come inside this room.
All right, babe, we got to hurry up and keep building because I don't know how much longer we have until Farhan and Salish leave that room.
Let's hurry up then.
Let's go. Ah.
Okay, ow. You got it?
There's nothing in it.
Oh!
All right, how about we check for like the blankets or something?
Right here, okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
Okay.
Blankets, uh-huh. Wait, hold on.
Wait.
Hold on. Hold on, you guys! The metal detector, we found it! It was behind a fake wall.
Yeah, I told you.
What do you mean you told me? I told myself that I was going to find it. Now, go put this on the table.
Okay, then you hold it.
Go.
Okay, we found the metal detector. All we have left to find is the green gloves.
Okay, last item. That means we only have one more to go. You hear that? I only have one more item left, and that means I can leave, and you can't do anything about it, little bro. By the way, how tall are you?
6'7".
6'7"?
6'7".
Let's just go find the last item.
Come on.
Honestly, you guys, I don't know how much more time we have until the kids leave their room, so we gotta hurry up and build fear room number 4.
This is gonna be the location for fear room number 4. Are you guys ready to see what it is?
They are ready. Should we show them right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, you guys, bring in the box. Ooh.
Wow, this is gonna be so good.
Wait till you guys see what this is for. All right, babe, should we tell the royalty fam what this box is for?
I don't think that we should tell them what it's for, but all that I can say is...
Open it.
Oh my God, this is scary already. So Farhan and Salish has to overcome one of their biggest fears in here.
There you go. That's what you get. That's what you get for being mad at me the other day. You're stuck. Hey! How are you? Babe, how you doing?
Babe, okay.
Hey, babe, selfie time.
Don't leave me here, please.
Babe, can I tell you something? You look beautiful. No matter what.
I don't care about that. Open the door, please. I'm getting claustrophobic.
All right, get out.
Oh my God.
I was starting to get nervous that we would run out of time because Farhan and Salish were already on their last item.
All right, just start checking everything. Everything. Doesn't matter. Just look everywhere.
What if we check like inside the pillows or something? We haven't done that yet.
Are you crazy? Inside of the pillows?
I don't know, bro.
All right, you guys. It's time for the last fear room. Bring in the mannequins. Come on in. Movie theater, please. Movie theater. Come on in, guys. Come on in.
Why are these mannequins here for?
You'll find out. All the way into the movie theater.
Can you please tell me? I don't want any surprise. I want to know.
Babe, wait till you see what I'm going to do with these mannequins. Just wait.
We brought all the mannequins in room number 5. And I cannot wait for you guys to see what I have planned.
All right. You've been asking what we're doing with the mannequins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, you guys know what to do?
Yep.
Alright, let's dress them up accordingly. Let's do this.
Sure. We've literally checked everywhere else, so where else would the gloves be?
Obviously not in the pillow. No. No way.
Green gloves.
Alright, green gloves. Found. And that's everything, and you know what that means? We can leave. Your boss, man, we're leaving.
Hold on, just a second.
What do you mean, hold on?
Let me call the boss.
Call the boss?
Hold up. Security's calling you guys from upstairs. Hello?
Yeah, boss. Yeah, they found everything. Yeah, we're coming down.
Bye. We gotta hurry up. Kids are coming down.
Hey. They're coming down?
You guys know what to do, right? You guys take care of this room. Cool?
What's happening?
The kids are coming down.
All right, Farhan and Salish are coming out of the room, so I'm going to have to show you guys what's going on in here later on. I think it's time for Farhan and Salish to go through all these fear rooms.
Yeah, but still, I want to know what's happening in this room. Tell me.
We got to go.
Don't tell me.
You'll see later.
So, can we leave?
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of here. Let's go. Hey, hold on. Yeah, that's why. I told you I was going to find everything. I was leaving. Anyway, have a good day, sir.
Come down.
So we built 5 scary fear rooms for the both of you to overcome your greatest fears.
Wait, hold on. How scary are these rooms?
Yeah, how scary are they going to be?
Oh, you guys are about to find out.
And if you guys successfully complete the 5 rooms, we're going to have a big surprise for the both of you at the end.
What, a big surprise?
Only if you guys successfully complete them all. All
right, okay. Yeah.
All right, outside. First one's outside.
Outside, okay.
Farhan and Salish had no idea what they got themselves into.
All right, the first fear room. You guys have to overcome this outdoor maze that we built in our driveway.
Okay, we got that.
Yeah, I'm a little bit scared, but I'm overcoming my fear. We're good.
There are going to be some obstacles inside. You guys ready?
I'm ready!
All you got to do is find the exit in 2 minutes, and you guys pass this round.
Okay, 2 minutes, we got it. Let's go. I'm ready.
All right, you guys, we're watching it from here. Check this out. We can see everything.
All right, are you ready? 3, 2, 1. We're going into the maze. Let's go. Okay. All right.
We're good, Salish.
Oh my gosh. No, are we serious? Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm just gonna walk past you, alright? Oh my gosh.
They're gonna have a lot more encounters.
Go. Oh my gosh, I got so scared. Okay.
1.5 minutes left.
Right here, there's no way. Where do we go? No, stop. I'm good. I don't want the smoke. I'm good. Just let me go that way, okay? I'm gonna go this way now.
They're so scared.
I'm a little bit scared. Salish. Scared. Oh my gosh. Okay. Hey, listen. We're friends, all right? We're friends. Okay.
I'll do it.
For one and Salish, you have 1 minute left to find the exit.
Let's go. Why is it huge? Oh my god! Oh my god!
Stairs, come on, stairs. We're leaving, we're leaving. No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Oh my God. Yo, yo, yo. They're stuck, they're stuck.
Ah! Oh my God. Oh my God.
No, no, no. You guys got 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Come on, guys, keep going.
Okay, it's not this way. It's that way.
This way, this way.
You guys, Ferran and Stairs haven't found the exit yet, and they don't have too much time. And you guys, go get them, go get them, go get them.
Guys, chill!
You guys, go hurry up!
Oh my God, Stannis, he's chasing us!
10, 9, 8, 7,
oh my gosh, what is
six,
that?
5,
no, no, no,
4,
no,
3,
no,
2, 1!
Oh my God, they did it!
Now that Ferran and Stannis completed Fear Room number 1, it's time for Fear Room number 2. And this room is gonna be even scarier.
All right, it's time for Fear Room number 2. You guys are gonna go inside, and when I shut the door, the 90-second timer starts.
There is a creature inside, okay? He cannot touch you guys. Only one of you has to remain untouched for 90 seconds in order to pass this room.
We got this.
Oh, hold on. You might need an item from your backpack.
Okay.
Remember that umbrella you guys found?
Take out the umbrella.
Take it out. All I can say, you might need this umbrella to shield yourself. You guys ready to go inside?
No, there's a creature in there.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All
right, let's go. Let's go. All right. Two,
go.
One.
Go, get up.
Oh my God.
Start the timer!
Alright, the timer starts when I close the door. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Timer start! Now!
Alright, we're open now. We're ready for you.
If both Ferran and Stannis get touched by the creature, they lose this challenge.
Run away! Run away! Oh, they gotta move fast.
No.
35 seconds!
They got Stannis!
Stannis got touched by the creature, which means it's up to Ferran to win this challenge.
Ferran, you got 20 seconds!
Oh my God!
What is Stannis doing? She's protecting Ferran. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! That's it! Hey, how was it in there? He's nice, huh?
No, he's not nice.
All right, Ferran, since you didn't get tagged, you guys move on to the next fear room.
Let's go!
Ferran and Stannis barely passed room number 2, so let's see if they can pass fear room number 3.
All right, y'all, fear room number 3. And Ferran, this is a fear you've been struggling with your whole life. I have a feeling you're going to struggle with this, too.
No, what?
Wait,
no.
What is it?
You're going to need gloves for this. All right, pull out the gloves. Just grab it. Trust me. All right, pull out the gloves. Are you guys ready to go inside?
Let's go inside.
All right, go.
No.
No.
Uh-uh. No, I'm not going in.
Go inside.
I'm not going in.
Just go. Go.
Oh, come on. You're going.
It's all the way in. All right, you guys ready to see what's inside?
Okay, can I reveal it?
All right,
yeah,
go for
all
it.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
No.
So only one of you has to hold the tarantula for 60 seconds.
No, I'm not doing it. You're doing it. I promise I'm not doing it.
Listen. If one of you guys doesn't do it, you guys lose this whole challenge, and you don't get your prizes at the end.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Okay, let me just look at it.
Okay.
Just
look at
her. She's cute.
Oh, my God. No.
No.
Ah! Salish, you're gonna have
I'm
to hold it.
I'm not doing this. You're doing it.
No, Salish, I'm not.
I promise I can't do that.
I'm not doing this.
I'm not doing it.
I helped us out in the last challenge, and
I survived. And I found all the stuff in the backpack.
I'm not holding it.
I'm not doing it.
One of you guys has to do it, or else the whole challenge is done.
Okay, let's do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. Alright, rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yes! Oh, you got away! Put the gloves on.
You can do this. Come on.
You got this, bro.
Yeah.
It's time for you to overcome your fears of tarantulas. All right, bring in the Wrangler.
Coming in.
All right, he is ready for the tarantula.
Okay.
I'm so happy I'm not doing this.
Ah! Remove it.
Why is it so big?
60 seconds, the moment it touches them.
You got this, Ron. Come on. You got it.
There you go. Timer starts now.
Whatever she does, don't move, okay?
Stop, stop it.
She's pointing at you.
Stop. Oh my gosh.
You want a selfie for her? Let's put it up a little bit. I'll get you a selfie.
Smile.
30 seconds left. You got
just
this.
30 seconds, all right? Come on.
You're fine. Come on. You're halfway done.
I'm shaking so bad right now.
We're sweating. 20 seconds.
Oh, it's moving.
Stop it. Please stop moving. No.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There you go.
Ferran faced one of his biggest fears in room number 3. But they still have to pass 2 more fear rooms in order to get their final prizes.
It is time for fear room number 4. Hey, if you guys want to give up, give up right now.
I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up.
No, we've already made it this far. You have to hold the spider in your hand.
Exactly. I'm not giving up.
So you want to go inside?
Yes, I want to go inside.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
No, we're ready.
All right. In 3, 2, 1, go. Oh my gosh.
Not this guy again.
All right, go inside. I'll explain.
Okay, we're good.
We're good.
All right, for this round, you guys are going to have to overcome your fear of tiny spaces.
Ferran and Salish will have to go inside this tiny box and search through 50 different keys to find the right one, open the lock, and hopefully escape in time.
You only have 2 minutes to do it, and if you don't do it in 2 minutes, your friend right there is going to dump slime all over your head. Go inside the room.
Okay.
Close it up. Andrea's about to lock it.
Bye, guys. Good luck.
Okay. Bye.
They're locked.
It's locked?
Yes.
And remember, if you don't get out in 2 minutes, my guy over here is going to drop slime all over you guys.
No.
The timer starts
right now.
Go!
Go! That's too big.
It's too big. Give me a smaller one.
Come on, you guys.
Oh, no. Hold on.
That's not going to fit, Ferran. That's not going to fit.
Oh, dang. Give me a smaller one. This one.
We're at 50 seconds so far. Wait. Does he have it? Wait. He might have it.
Oh, no. It's not that one.
You guys, there's one key in there that's special.
This one right here.
Come on, guys.
Wait, I think I found it.
Come on, guys. 40 seconds left. All right, get ready, my guy.
This one's tiny. It might be this one. Oh, my gosh, this one's small.
20 seconds left. He's about to drop slime right here.
No. Oh, my God, I can't get it.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Now, Ferran and Salish have to survive their final fear room. And this is both of their biggest fears.
All right, guys.
this is going to be the last fear room, but to be honest with you, this is going to be the scariest one yet.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. You guys are going to struggle in this one.
All right, all I got to say is your present is inside. However, you have to find the key to unlock the present, and someone in there, in that room, has the key.
And for this one, you guys are going to use the metal detector. Okay.
All right, metal detector. Get it out.
Okay, metal detector.
You look so worried.
I am worried.
Yeah.
Okay, I am worried.
I wonder why.
I am worried.
All right.
Okay, all right. So who's going to go first?
You're going to go in first.
Me?
Okay. Yeah, because I held the spider, so you're going in first, okay?
Okay, I guess so. Okay,
ready?
Three, two, one. You have to come with me, Fauna. You can't just leave me.
Give me 5 seconds, okay?
Five. Four, three, two, one.
No, I'm not going inside.
Come
on, there's clowns. Oh my gosh, so many of them. No.
All right, so 7 of these clowns are fake, and 3 of them are real.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding. 3?
You guys are gonna find out who has the key to unlock your final present. You guys only have 3 minutes to do this. That metal detector right there should help you guys find the key.
Good luck, guys. You can do this, okay?
Okay.
Bye. I'm closing the door.
Bye.
Have fun.
All right, listen up. Listen up. I don't know which one is real, which one is fake, okay?
But be nice.
Ferran is talking to the clowns.
We can either do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way, all right?
The hard way.
So, we're gonna go around and we're just gonna scan you really quick. I don't know if you're real, I don't know if you're fake.
Keith?
Oh my gosh, I'm scared. No, I'm scared. Okay, hold on, I'm a little bit scared.
Oh, no!
Oh my god! Wait, hold on, look.
There's a key.
There's a key.
Alright,
so
I'm just gonna take it off.
I got you. Come on, guys, time is ticking.
Take it off.
Oh my god, they moved. Okay. Alright.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Oh.
2.5 minutes left. Hurry up.
Hold it. Don't mind me. Alright, I got it.
What Ferran and Stage don't know is that all the clowns have a key, but there's only one key that opens the present.
This could be the key to the lock for the present.
Okay, go try it.
Okay, let's try. Alright, no, this key did not work, so that means we have to go check 9 more clowns.
Okay, well, we better hurry up. Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Alright, let's. Oh, wait. There's something. Check it. Nothing there.
Oh,
right here.
Shoot. Wait, what? They found another key?
Oh, they're trying the key, you guys. Let's see if the key opens.
See if it works. See, open it. Does it work?
No, it doesn't work.
All right, we gotta keep looking then. Let's go.
Keep going, guys.
Keep trying, you guys.
This one? Anything?
Is this one?
Oh, right here. His necklace. Hold on, take it off.
Go.
How do we take it off? Seriously. Hold on. Okay, I got it.
Come on, guys. Keep going.
90 seconds left.
We don't have much time.
No.
On to the next one. Let's go. All right. Anything?
Uh-oh. Is that a real clown?
Oh! Here's the key. He was hiding the key. Oh, my gosh.
I told you. Yo, Ferran is so scared.
Why? You guys don't have to move. Okay, stop moving. Stop moving. Okay, check the next one.
Oh, here.
Take it. Oh, my
gosh. 1 minute left. You gotta get the right key. All right,
test the key. Stop moving, bro. Did it work?
No, it doesn't work.
All right, next one. Right here. Hello?
Okay, anything?
They gotta hurry up and find that key.
Exactly.
Take it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
This actually could be it.
Okay, open it. Hurry, he's coming.
The clowns are moving around.
Open it.
No, okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, guys, chill.
Yo, this clown is chasing for us.
Check it. Oh my gosh, guys. Stop moving. Hey, no. Get away.
I can't do this.
Get away. Okay, I got the key.
I'm on!
It doesn't work! It doesn't work! It doesn't work! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Go get the next one!
Wrong key!
Keep going!
Oh my
gosh!
Okay.
Oh my gosh!
No problem!
Okay.
This
is
real!
Okay! 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 Guys, stop! Stop! I just need to I just need the key, bro. Oh my gosh.
Yo, I think that clown has the key.
I see the key. It's on his neck. I just have to grab it. Oh my gosh. What did I take out?
20 seconds!
Oh my gosh, 20 seconds! 20 seconds! I got it!
No.
Wait. The key fell.
Hurry up!
I got it. It's on his foot. Oh my gosh. Go.
It's on the key.
Hold it. Guys, you guys are stressing me out. Listen, I'm stressed out. Oh my gosh, it worked.
They're about to get their presents.
Oh my gosh, yo! One for you, one for me!
And just like that, Farhan and Salish overcame their biggest fears and they both got new iPhone 17 Pros.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I had so much fun.
Stay royalty. We out. Peace.
I just crashed my mom's car. This is so bad. I don't know what to do. I'm stressing out. Before I can tell you guys how this happened, just let me show you guys the damage.
So I was backing up my mom's car, and I scraped it. Even my dad's truck is damaged.
My parents are gonna be so mad.
I messed up. Now I have to go into the house and make sure my mom doesn't come out to see that I crashed her car.
All right, let's just see who my mom is.
Mom? Mom?
She's upstairs. Remember, we cannot let her find out about this. She's in her room. Let's go.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
Hey, Mom, what are you doing?
I'm getting ready to go to yoga.
Yoga? When are you leaving?
I think I'm leaving in 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah. Why? What happened?
Nothing. I was just wondering. I love you, Mom.
Love you.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this is so bad. My mom is leaving in 30 minutes, which means she's gonna take her car and she's definitely gonna see the damage.
I can't let my mom see that I crashed her car. So, I thought of an idea.
I'm gonna call my dad and see if he can help me out with this situation. Even though I did hit his car as well, he's more chill, so he might not get as mad. So let's just call him. Please pick up, come on. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yo, where are you?
I'm on a bike ride.
Bro, I know you're on a bike ride, but I need you to come home ASAP.
What's going on?
Bro, just trust me. I need you really bad. I need your help.
Farhan, is this urgent?
Dad, this is the most urgent thing I've ever had in my entire life. Just please come home in the next 5 minutes. All right, bye.
Oh my gosh.
10 minutes have passed. Hopefully, he's not too mad at me, and he's willing to help me out.
All right, guys, my dad's here. Wish me luck.
What happened?
Listen, hold on.
Just promise me you won't be mad.
For what? I was on a bike ride. Why'd you call me?
Bro, I know, but I have a little situation here. You just have to promise me that you're not going to get
just
mad at me.
Tell me what happened.
Just come. Just let me show you.
Are you serious? Whoa. Oh my god. What happened?
Bro, let me explain to you.
Oh my god. Bro, both the fenders are damaged.
Okay, just
were you driving the car?
Yeah, just let me explain to you what happened. Basically, I was backing up my mom's car. I heard a noise, and then I don't know what happened. It started scratching. I didn't know what to do.
Why would you get so close to the truck?
I didn't know. I didn't know it was that close.
Oh, my God. Your mom is going to get so mad.
No. Listen. She's leaving in 30 minutes. She's going to yoga, and I can't let her take the car.
I'm
going
to watch the security footage. I don't know how you did this, bro. How long ago was this?
I don't know. It happened an hour ago, and I was stressing out.
I'm going to check the footage. I don't know how you backed into the truck. You have all of this space. Why would you back into the truck?
I know, bro. I don't know what happened.
You're getting in the car. You're backing it up. Why are you backing it up?
I don't know. I was just trying to get some extra practice.
Why are you so close to the truck? Oh my gosh. Bro, you hit both cars?
I didn't know it was gonna be that bad.
You're gonna have to tell your mom.
I can't, bro. She's gonna be so mad. Listen, she's leaving in 30 minutes, and she's gonna take the car, and then she's gonna find out that I crashed her car, so we have to figure out a plan so that she doesn't realize.
My dad wasn't happy that I crashed my mom's car, but he actually had a good plan to get me out of this mess.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna go upstairs, I'm gonna try to stall your mom, and hopefully that gives us enough time to fix the damage before she sees it, alright? You stay here.
Are you sure this is gonna work?
Honestly, I don't know. But just stay positive, man. Come on. Mistakes happen, alright? Alright. Good luck, bro. You'll be alright. Come on. I can't believe he hit both cars, you guys. His mom is gonna be furious because that car is her baby, and she's been telling me not to let him drive in the driveway, so she's probably gonna put the blame on me, but I think I have a solution. Babe?
Hey!
Hey, what you doing?
I'm getting ready to go to yoga.
When are you leaving?
10 minutes.
Okay, I gotta tell you something.
What?
So Farhan wants to wash your car.
If I can convince Andrea that Farhan is washing her car, then maybe she'll leave it here. And that will give us time to fix it before she sees the damage.
Huh?
What?
He wants to wash your car.
He wants to wash my car. He never washed my car before.
Yeah, he really just wants to wash your car. Can you just take another car? Can you just have your friend Melissa pick you up and you guys can do yoga together?
I'll call her. Yes,
we need to get Andrea to leave the house without noticing the damage on her car. But it's not going to be easy.
All right.
Finally.
All right. Your mom's leaving in 10 minutes. I convinced her to go with her friend. That way the car stays here. And I told her, you're washing her car.
Bro, what? I've never washed her car a day in my life.
It doesn't matter, bro. You gotta wash her car, all right? She's about to come out, so move the car, move it that way, and start washing it.
Okay.
Hurry.
Are you sure you want me to move the car?
Can you move it normally this time?
Yeah, I got it.
Bro, no accidents, all right?
Okay, I got it.
No accidents.
I got it.
You sure?
Yes, bro, I got it.
Wait, hold on. Gucci? It's not safe, trust me.
We need to get Farhan washing the car before Andrea comes out of the house, or else she'll know something's up.
All right, move it. Go. No, bro. What do you need to... No. This is why you got in the accident earlier.
Bro, I'm good. We're good.
Back it up a little bit. Back it up. Park it normally. No, bro.
Am I good like that?
Are you serious?
Bro, it's fine.
Bro, who taught you how to drive?
You.
Hold the windows up. No, bro. No, put it on par, bro.
Okay.
Bro.
Okay.
Bro.
We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
If the DMV is watching this, do not let him get his
insurance,
license.
Insurance, please. That's not how I...
Get the hose. Pretend you're washing the car.
Oh my God, we're in trouble.
It's right here. Come. Grab it. Pretend you're washing the car. Your mama's about to come out. Go.
This doesn't work.
You don't know how to drive or wash cars?
Bro, I do. Don't worry, I know how to drive.
By the way, what happened to your nose?
Bro, I don't know. I got hit.
Go.
No, stop.
He's gonna bite it.
No, stop.
You're not right now, bro.
Stop.
Your mom's about to come outside. Your mom's friend's here, alright? All we need is your mom to leave and we're good for now, okay?
Okay.
Just act cool, alright?
Okay.
Andrea's finally leaving the house. Let's hope she doesn't see the damage on her car.
Hey, Silas, why are you washing my car today?
It's a surprise.
What are you filming?
Well, it's a big day. He's washing your car for the first time. Right, Farhan?
Yeah, no, I've never washed your car before. I just wanted to give you a surprise.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Have fun at yoga.
All right.
Melissa's right there. I love you.
Bye.
All right. Once she leaves the gate, I'll have a good game plan, all right?
All right, Ben.
Everything was going according to plan until...
Yo, your mom's coming back.
Your yoga mat.
Mm-hmm. I got you, babe. Don't leave Melissa by herself. Go, we'll get it for you.
It's right there.
Let's go. We got it. I got it. Bro, can you get your mama's yoga mat?
Oh, yoga mat. Yeah, I got it. Where is it?
It's from.
Oh, okay. I got it, guys.
Just go in the car. I'll bring the yoga mat to you.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Go.
Here you go, babe.
Thank you,
have
babe.
Fun. Bye, Melissa. Bye, babe.
Bye.
Bye.
Andrea finally left, but there's still a big problem that we have to solve.
Your mom's gone. We have about 2 hours until she comes back, and we gotta fix that damage somehow, right?
And how are we gonna do that?
First things first, we should get a towel. We should try to wipe down the damage and see how bad it is.
All right, let's go. I know exactly where the towels are.
All right, get a microfiber towel. We gotta go fast, bro.
Right here.
Go wipe it down, wipe it down.
Okay.
Try to wipe it down. Hard, sub hard.
After 5 minutes of scrubbing, we realized that this damage was worse than we thought. We needed a new plan.
All right, I have an idea. Let's call a professional that works at a body shop. Tell him to come to the house, and maybe he can take a look at it and he can fix it.
Bro, are you sure that's gonna work?
I don't know, bro, but we gotta hurry up.
All right, well, let's just try it then. Hey, how's it going?
Dude,
I'm so happy you came. Listen, I made a mistake, and I crashed my mom's car, and I need your help, okay? I need to fix it ASAP. Just come look at it.
Can you help us out?
Oh, you got the right man.
Appreciate you, man.
Oh, anytime.
Let's go.
Right here.
Oh, that's bad. You did that?
I mean, yeah, it was a mistake. You know, things happen.
Whatever, I can take care of that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, can you do it in an hour?
Wait, fix it all in an hour?
Yeah, because his mom's coming back in an hour. We're trying to fix it ASAP.
No way, no how. In 1 hour, this gets fixed. I'm the best around here. That won't get done in an hour.
We really need your help here. What's the quickest you can take to fix it?
I mean, give me about
a week.
A week? We don't have a week.
You can't do anything for us?
No way.
All I can do for you is walk away and wish you guys luck.
Andrea's gonna be back home in an hour and a half, so we have to find a solution soon.
All right, I think the best thing to do right now is just call your mom and just tell her the truth, tell her what happened.
Bro, are you serious?
Yeah.
Bro, we can't do that. She's gonna get so mad at me.
Just talk to her about it.
No, we're not doing that. We gotta think of something else, bro.
I think...
No, I think... Hold on. I just came up with the best idea. No. Listen.
Farhan, just tell your mom.
So proud.
Farhan, just tell your mom the truth.
Stop. Trust me. This is going to be amazing, okay? Listen, ever since we got the Tesla, my mom has always been wanting to wrap it pink. Trust me, I have the guys who can come right now and wrap this Tesla pink. Let me go make a phone call.
Honestly, you guys, I don't know if this is a good idea, but let's see what happens.
Thanks for coming on short notice. We're trying to wrap this Tesla in pink because we got to cover up some scratches.
It's not that bad.
Oh, my God. What'd you do?
It was a mistake, okay? Things happen. We just gotta cover it up with the wrap.
So how long would it take to wrap this whole car in pink?
About 2 days.
2 days? No, we gotta do it way quicker than that.
Yeah, can you do it in 3 hours?
Wait, 3 hours? What do you mean? We only have like an hour.
Well, I'll stall your mom a little bit longer. I think 3 hours is doable. Can you do 3 hours?
Okay, all right, let's do this. Let's go, this is my man, let's go.
I needed to stall Andrea for an extra 2 hours in order to make this plan work.
Watch.
Babe?
Hey, babe, what are you doing?
We just finished yoga, going home right now.
Oh, babe, remember those shoes you've been wanting?
Yeah.
Yeah, guess what? I found them in stock. They're so hard to find. I put them on hold, but the lady said you have to go pick them up today. You literally have to go to downtown LA right now and go buy them.
Traffic.
Babe, do you want those shoes or not?
Yeah, I want them, but it's far. Downtown is very far.
Babe, just go get them.
Okay.
Love you. Okay. You know what? You're a genius. I'll give you that one.
We were able to stall Andrea a little bit longer, but we need the rap people to get this job done as soon as possible.
Let's go, boys. 3 hours. So, how did you hit your mom's car again? Too many questions. Let's go. Get started.
Okay.
All right, boys. How's the wrap looking?
Looking good. We're about halfway done.
All right, how much longer?
I'd say about an hour and a half.
Let's see how much longer until Andrea gets home.
Like an hour?
An hour?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I love you. See you. Take your time, okay?
Ron and I were running out of time. And to make things worse, they told us this.
I have a small problem. We're almost done, but we ran out of material.
You have more material in your truck? Can you check?
And go look. Oh my God. We could not show Andrea the car unfinished.
This is bad.
You're making me nervous, bro.
I mean, all we need is just a small little piece.
Oh my gosh.
Wait.
Is that it?
I think so.
Same color?
I think this can do it.
Is that enough material for the back?
I mean, it looks like we're going to be good.
Yeah?
We're going to be good.
All
yeah,
right, let's
we
do it, man. As fast as you guys can. Please.
Yeah. Andrea wasn't too far from the house, but will the rap guys be able to finish before she gets home?
We're done.
All right, you ready to do this?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to show her the surprise.
Okay, and after you show your mom the surprise...
What? I'm gonna tell her what we talked about.
All right,
I got it. Don't forget
to tell your mom what we talked about after the surprise, all right?
Bro, I got it.
You sure?
Yes.
Bro, I hope my mom likes this color. What if she doesn't like it? What if she gets mad at me?
Man, you're in big trouble.
You guys, my mom's coming. I'm nervous, you guys.
Hey, babe.
How are you?
Thank you for the shoes. They're so nice.
I told you you would love them.
But there was a lot of traffic.
It's okay, because you know what? Farwan has a special surprise for you.
I know. He washed my car already.
No, not just wash your car. He got something better for you.
Better?
Better.
What it is?
Come.
Okay.
Come.
You guys always make me nervous with your surprises.
Come, run.
What happened?
All right, put your stuff down.
Okay.
I got you a surprise, and I know you're going to like it.
Okay. What do you guys do to my car?
No. You'll see. I got you a surprise. You might want to see it. Are you ready to see it?
Yeah, but why is my car covered like that?
I fixed up your car in a way that I know you'll love it. Just trust me. I got a surprise for you. I can't wait for you to see it.
Babe, you've had your car for 4 years, and we did something special to it. Just trust.
Okay, but I love my car the way Hardy.
Do you trust me and Farhan?
No.
Let's go. Farhan was about to show his mom the car, and after that, he was going to tell his mom something very important.
Are you guys ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh my gosh! No way! Oh my gosh! Wait!
She's speechless. She likes it.
Say something.
Listen. We've known how long you've been wanting to get your car wrapped pink.
Yeah, that's exactly my question. I've been wanting to wrap my car pink for like several years. Why are you guys doing it right now?
Now, it was time for Farhan to be honest.
The real reason why I wrapped your car pink was because earlier I was backing up your car and I accidentally, by mistake, I scratched it really hard right here against Ali's truck.
Wait, so you were backing up my car here in the driveway? No. Why did you let him do that in the first place? We have a rule here, guys.
No, but wait.
No, that's why you guys are doing all of this, and that's why you're learning.
But listen, Mom. I told the truth. I came clean, and I wrapped your car pink as an apology.
Hey, just forgive him.
Guys, Andrea got a new pink car.
I'm still mad at you guys.
Stay royalty, we out. Peace.
Behind this curtain are 20 people, and one of them is my long-lost dad. So here's what happened. The other day, my dad pranked me by bringing a twin that looks and acts exactly like me. So the goal for today is to find a twin that looks and acts exactly like my dad so I can get payback.
I'm Ali.
So this is what my dad looks like, and I need your help finding somebody that looks exactly like him. Contestant number one!
Hi, my name is Ali.
My dad has hair, and... you're just bald. So, next.
Hi, my name is Ali.
How tall are you?
5'7".
Nope, too short.
Ah, I'm Ali.
See, the thing is, you have an accent, and my dad doesn't have the accent. But listen, it's all good. You know, cowboy, I like it. But no.
Okay, I'm on my way. What's up, son?
I'm all in.
Okay, you know what? You have the same hair as my dad, the same nose as my dad. I see the resemblance. You know what? You go on to the next round.
Hello, I'm Ali.
Next.
Hi, I'm Ali.
Next.
I'm the real Ali.
Okay, how tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
6'3"? My dad's 6'3". And you have the same exact beard? Man, you're making it on to the next round.
Hi, I'm Ali.
Nope, my dad doesn't have curly hair. Next.
Blame my mother.
It's me again!
No way, dude! Oh my goodness!
Can I be your dad?
No, you gotta go. You look nothing like him.
Can I be your dad's twin?
You know what? I see the beard, I see the nose, and I see the hair. You can move on to the next round. Next. Nope.
Go look no further. Dad's here.
Wait, hold on. You have tattoos?
I do. I got them all over.
That's cool, bro.
What about your dad? Your dad has tattoos?
Nope. You gotta go. No tattoos.
What's up?
My dad's not blonde. Nope. You gotta go.
Hey.
You do kind of look like my dad. You can go on to the next round.
Let's go.
So these four guys made it onto the second round, but only one of them can be my dad.
I'm the dad. I'm the dad.
Guys. Since my dad is very good at basketball, whichever one of you guys can make a basketball shot from 20 feet away will be my dad. Pass me the ball.
Let's go.
We need to find the perfect twin for my dad in order to prank him. All right, you're shooting first. You got one shot. Don't miss. You're out. You're up next. Hey, and remember, if you miss, you're out.
I won. Maybe just one more try?
One more try?
Yeah.
My dad will always make it on the first try. I'm sorry, but you're out. Only two guys remain, and only one of you guys can be my dad's twin. Go.
I got this tomorrow.
Wait. You made it, but he still has a chance at making the shot.
What are you talking about?
You know your dad. I'm your dad.
All right, calm down. Hey, guys. You still have a chance to make it, so let's go. Are you ready?
Give it to me.
Let's go.
Oh my God, you made it!
Wait. We both made it. What happened?
I guess I'm left with no choice other than sudden death. So, which one of these guys will become my new dad? So, since there's two contestants left, I'm gonna bring somebody who actually spends a lot of time with my dad, and I'm gonna be asking them which one they think is my dad from 50 feet away. All right, if you guys are ready, I'm gonna need you guys to turn around. It's gonna be amazing.
I'm winning this, bro. I'm gonna be the dad. Bro, I'm gonna be the dad.
All right, you guys, I brought my grandma.
Hi.
Okay. When those two guys turn around, I need you to tell me which one is my dad.
Okay.
All right, you guys, turn around.
Oh. Los dos son altos.
She said both are tall.
Son delgados.
That both of them have the same body figure. So which one is my dad?
Left.
Yeah! What?
We found my dad's twin. But in order to successfully prank my real dad, we need to make the twin look identical to him. So this morning, I saw my dad wearing this. And so I got you the exact same outfit. Go ahead and throw it on. Ooh, okay, now you're looking way closer to my dad. But you're missing the famous hat. Put it on. Uh-huh, go ahead. No. You gotta put it on backwards. There you go. Now that he looks just like my real dad, we're gonna go to the house and prank my real dad with his twin.
Let's go, son.
All right, you guys, we just got to the house, and my real dad is inside in the kitchen on his phone. I'm going to go inside. I'm going to go upstairs into my room, and once I'm inside my room, all you have to do is come in through the front door and talk to my dad.
I got this.
Let's go. Let's do it. Yo.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? We'll go use the bathroom really quick.
All right, cool. Let's get something to eat later.
Okay. Guys, my fake dad is walking inside the house.
Dude, who are you?
Well, who are you?
Who are you? This is my house.
Is this some type of joke, man? You gotta leave, man. How'd you get in?
This is my house.
But who gave you permission to come to my house?
Faran!
Oh my gosh, he's calling my name.
There's a random guy here that's trying to be funny. Do you know him?
I'm Ali. I'm Faran's dad.
I'm Ali. I'm Faran's dad. I swear, I'm gonna call the cops.
I'm not joking around either. You need to leave.
Bro, you gotta go right now.
Oh my gosh, he might just call the cops.
Hey bro, you gotta go home. I'm being serious. You gotta go home.
You're really getting on my nerves, and you seriously need to leave, alright?
Faran!
And after we're done pranking my dad, we have a ton of people that we're going to prank using my dad's twin.
Let's go downstairs. Let's go.
I got you guys!
That's not funny!
Alright, so what do you think about my new dad?
He looks nothing like me.
Alright, so let's make a bet then. I bet you that I can convince a whole lot of people that this is my real dad.
Alright, I'll tell you what. Let's go through 5 different rounds, and in each round, there's gonna be people that I know, and you gotta convince them that this is really me. And the loser has to paint their motorcycle pink.
What?
I thought you were confident this is me.
I'm confident. Let's go. Let's do it.
Alright, loser has to paint their motorcycle pink. Alright, for the first round, you have to convince your principal that that's your real dad.
Wait. My principal?
I'm gonna call the principal right now and set up a meeting.
It's gonna be difficult.
Are you guys complaining?
No. Hey, we're good. Stay calm.
Hi, this is Ali, Faran's dad. I was wondering if I can pass by with my son. We have a special request to ask you.
Sure, I can set up a meeting for you guys in about 45 minutes.
All right, 45 minutes. We'll be there. I'll be there with my son, okay?
Sure, we'll see you soon. All
right, thank you. Bye.
To the principal's office!
Come on, guys.
Stay strong. Come on.
They got no chance.
Was Faran's principal actually going to fall for this? Or was she going to catch them?
All right, you guys. My principal's office is right behind me. We cannot let her realize that you're not my real dad.
We got this.
We got this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I told Faran to ask the principal for 2 weeks off of school. And if at any point the principal realizes that the person next to Faran is not me, then he loses. All
right, I'm connected to the hidden camera that Faran set up.
Dude, I'm kind of nervous, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, listen, just be like my dad, and we got it, okay?
All right, she's coming in, you guys. The principal's here.
So how can I help you guys today?
So we're actually here to request 2 weeks off for Faran from school.
2 weeks off? That's a long time.
I don't know if she's going to say yes, you guys.
Yeah, I guess, but he's so into snowboarding now, so we're going to take him to snowboarding camp.
Snowboarding? He rarely snowboards.
He's doing so well, and we're thinking that he could start doing it competitively, actually.
Yeah, snowboarding. I love snowboarding.
Okay. I thought you were into soccer.
Oh,
she knows that he loves soccer.
You know kids these days, they just change things all the time.
Yeah, I decided to just switch the sport.
Like, he's doing so well. I wish you could see him snowboard. He's, wow, amazing.
You guys, she's gonna realize that's not me.
Brad, can you step outside for a minute so I can speak to him privately?
Is this necessary?
You want me to step outside?
Yes, please.
You guys, she's asking Faran to leave. She realized something.
She can stay here and be part of the conversation.
Yeah. No, I'd like to speak to you privately.
Faran's fake dad is about to get caught.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll see you guys.
Listen. 2 weeks is a long time for Faran to miss school. You are responsible for him to do his homework.
Is the principal actually falling for this?
You understand?
Totally. 100%. He's going to submit everything on time. No excuses.
Okay. Perfect.
Good.
Are you serious?
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Have a nice day.
You as well.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Man, we got this.
Relax. Round number 2 is going to be even more difficult. So I set up a basketball game with all of my friends. You got to go with your fake dad, play basketball with my friends, and they got to believe that that's actually me.
Oh, no.
Good luck, you guys. I'll see you at the basketball court.
Are you good at basketball?
I'm not, but I'll tell you what. I promise you I'll try my best.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. I need you to turn into prime LeBron.
We got this. Let's go. Let's go.
Faran and his fake dad were feeling really confident, but there's no way he's as good as me at basketball.
All right, my friends are outside playing basketball. Here's what's going to happen. Faran and I are going to go play first. Once I make my first shot, I'm going to come outside, and you and I are going to swap. If you can last 3 minutes playing basketball with my friends, and they don't realize that you're not me, then you guys win this round. If he gets caught at any point, you're done, and your bike is going to be pink.
What up, boys? Let's play some ball. I brought my son. Y'all want to play threes?
Yeah.
You're on our team.
All right,
me, you, and my son.
All right.
All right. All right, ball. What you got, baby? What you got?
That was good. I don't know if I can play basketball like Ali.
You guys, I gotta use the restroom real quick, all right? Yeah, I drank too much water. All right, my bad.
All right, Ali, let's see what you got. You gotta go out there for 3 minutes, and my friends cannot realize that you're not me. Good luck, man.
Well played.
All right, come on, boys, I'm back. Let's get it.
Bro, about time. You took forever. Let's go. Check ball.
Let's go. Check the ball. Come on. In there. Oof.
All right.
Go. Oh my gosh.
Terrible move.
Hold on, guys. Wait, hold on.
What are you doing, bro? Get your head in the game.
One second.
Bro, I'm getting a little bit nervous.
Yo. You gotta step it up, bro. Dad, come on.
You gotta step it up, bro. Come on.
It's so obvious. That's not me. All right, Dad, play some defense. Come on, let's go.
All right, my twin is playing defense.
No. What are you doing?
That's illegal.
You guys, a minute and a half more.
Let's go, Dad. Come on.
No,
how was that my twin?
He can't even dribble.
You guys, 1 minute left.
Yo, what's going on with you, bro?
I'm playing basketball. What are you
doing? No, you're not playing basketball.
No. Okay, nothing's wrong with him. We're good. You just gotta lock in. Come on, man. Come on.
Let's get it together.
How does everyone not realize that that's not me?
All right, pass it back. What are you doing? What do you mean, no? What are you doing?
What are you doing? No.
What is he doing?
Yo, what are you doing?
Good, bro.
Last time I saw you play, you weren't like this.
No, trust me. He's normal.
How is it normal?
Time's up. I can't believe this.
Y'all serious? Y'all thought that was me? Let's go! We got you guys!
Oh,
let's go! Y'all know better than that. Hey, we got this. Let's see who we got to prank for the next round. Let's go.
Time for round number 3, and this is where it all ends.
No. This is not where it ends.
All right. They have to call 3 of my YouTuber friends, and you have to last on the phone with them for 60 seconds each without them realizing that that's not me.
What?
That's a lot.
Starting off with one of my best friends, Darman.
What? Darman? You literally hang out with Darman every single weekend. Of course he knows what you look like.
Too bad.
All right, call Darman. 60 seconds. He can't realize that's not me.
Let's go, Dar. Pick it up.
They got no chance.
Pick up the phone.
Yo, what's up, Dar?
Yo.
What's up? Hi. Okay, Dar. I called you because I wanted to ask you what you think about my dad's brand new outfit.
Yeah, check it out.
Ali, it's pretty nice, man.
How does he not realize?
Something looked a little off about Ali's beard, though. Let me see it again.
Ali's beard?
What's wrong?
He realized the beard is different.
Oh. Can you take it lower or something? Because it usually goes all the way up to the...
No, dude, the beard's fine. It's the same thing.
Change the
same
thing.
They're about to get caught.
Yo, Dar, how's your little baby doing?
Oh, yeah, congrats on the new baby.
She's so cute. Look at her eyes. They're changing the topic.
I've been watching some of your guys' videos, man.
Oh, thank you. No way. Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, well, 60 seconds. Okay. Yeah, thank
bye,
you,
Dar.
Bye, see you later. Bye.
I thought he was my good friend.
Let's go. Hey, good day.
One. We still got 2 more YouTubers to call. Next person you got to call is Ben Azalar.
All
right. They're about to lose right now, y'all. You guys are about to lose. Go ahead.
I think we got this one.
We got it.
Watch out. I'm phased. I'm in here.
All right. They got no chance, you guys. They're about to lose right now.
Yo, what's up, Ben?
Yo, what's good, Ben?
Yo, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good, yeah.
Would you want to call you really quick, you know, check up on you?
Just say hi, you know?
Right now is actually not a good time. I got to go. But coming back in, like, a few hours.
Wait. No, I'm so sorry. We just need 1 minute of your time. Just 1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute. 1 minute.
Okay.
I was pretty sure that Ben was going to realize that that's not me.
Listen. We just wanted you to say, what's up to Gucci?
Hey, Gucci, look. It's Uncle Ben. How is this working?
While I have you guys here, Ali, you answered my call a few days ago.
He's about to get caught.
Dude, I was super busy helping Thrawn with his homework. He has, like, some exams coming up and stuff. Yeah.
That's why he couldn't answer you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, cool. 60 seconds. I'll see you later, Ben. Thank you, Ben. Bye. Easy, bro.
Oh my god, these guys got lucky twice in a row.
You got one more person in FaceTime, and her name is Rebecca Zamolo.
Oh, no. Oh, Rebecca Zamola 100% is going to be able to figure this one out.
Hey, you can give up now and go paint your bike pink.
No. We staying strong. We got this.
We got it.
They got no chance.
For sure, Rebecca was going to realize that that's not me.
Are you about to lose?
Hi. Hey, what's up?
So we just wanted to call you because I know that you do yoga. And Ali, he's been practicing yoga, so I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
Yeah, just make sure my form is correct.
Yeah, go ahead. Show her.
Something wrong with his voice?
For sure, Rebecca's going to realize that that's a fake Ali.
Get it, Ali. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is that good?
I mean, it's not bad.
Are you serious?
Ali, why did you start practicing yoga?
I'm just trying to be flexible, you know, old age.
Exactly, old age, you know.
Hey, Ali, by the way, do you and I may want to get dinner tomorrow? I know we were trying to coordinate a date. We're free tomorrow if you guys want to go.
Yeah. Well, let's do it for sure, definitely.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he could be there. He's free. He's got no plans, whatever. It's cool, you know.
What kind of food?
Sushi, as usual.
Sushi.
We don't always get sushi, but I'm down to get sushi.
Okay, all right, let's go. Let's do it. All right. Let's go. All right, next round.
All right, twin. For round number four, I'm going to tell my barber to come to the house and cut my hair. You guys got to convince my barber that that's actually me. I hope you're ready for a haircut.
You didn't tell me anything about a haircut.
Oh, no. This is bad.
So when the barber comes in, I'm going to let him inside the house. I'm going to let him set up. And then I'm going to come swap with you, and you got to get your hair cut. And the barber can't realize it's not me.
Yo, Alan, what's up?
All right, Alan, I have a special request for you.
Okay.
I want to shave off my hair today.
Wait, why?
Buzz it off.
Wait. You want to buzz your hair?
Yeah, it's time for it to go, man. Just buzz it off.
No, wait. Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
I don't think he's being for real.
Oh, here we go. Just put your stuff down, get everything ready, and I'll be there in a minute.
All right, cool.
Cool?
Cool.
Thank you.
What do you mean you want to buzz?
I'm not getting the buzz. My fake twin is.
Oh, no.
Yo, listen. The barber's gonna cut your hair a little bit shorter than usual.
No.
It's not gonna be that short. Don't.
What do you mean it's not gonna be that short? We never talked about this.
Just don't worry about it, okay? You're gonna be good. It's gonna be a nice haircut. You're good. Come on. Let's go.
You sure you wanna shave your hair off?
Yeah, I'm sure, man. Hey, you know what? I wanna use the restroom real quick.
Okay.
Just give me a minute, yeah?
Okay, cool.
I'll be right back.
All right, fake Ali, you ready for that haircut? Just make sure he doesn't realize that you're not me. Good luck. Hope you like the haircut.
Ali has been cutting my hair for years. There's no way he doesn't realize that that's not me.
You sure you want to cut it that short?
Yeah. No. He's good. He's good. 100%. He's ready.
All right, at any minute, the barber's going to realize that that's not me.
All right, Alan, you got it. You're good. Let's go.
Wait.
No, you're good. Just keep going. You're good. You wanted this. Just go. You're good.
He's cutting it off.
Just trust me, you're good. This is what you wanted. Right.
If my twin keeps freaking out, my barber's going to realize that that's not really me.
He still hasn't realized that's not me.
Dude, he's cutting my hair too short.
No, trust me, you're good. Alan, just keep going, it looks amazing.
It's too short.
You guys, the haircut's almost done, and I'm getting a little worried that Farwan might win this round.
And just like that, the haircut was complete.
It looks good, man.
It looks good.
Alan, are you serious, bro? Yo, what? Bro, how'd you think that was me? I mean, you guys have the same head.
Hey, let's go, we got it!
But now, it was time for the hardest challenge yet. Nice haircut, twin.
That was not funny, bro.
Alright, this is the final round. It's gonna be the hardest round. You have to convince my wife that that's me. That's your mom, by the way.
Yeah, no. There's no way that's happening.
Hey, if you want to give up now, let's paint your motorcycle pink. And call it a night.
No. I'm not giving up. We're painting your motorcycle pink. Let's go. Come on. We're not backing down from a big challenge. Let's go.
Royalty fam, there's no way my wife is going to think that he's actually me. Well, I hope not.
All right, you guys. My wife, Andrea, has just arrived. Here's the plan. When she comes in, I'm going to take her to the movie theater. We're going to watch a movie. Then I'm going to leave the movie theater, and you and I are going to swap. You got to go back in there and pretend you're me. If you can survive 3 minutes in there without her realizing I'm not you, then you guys win the challenge. But if you get caught, he has to paint his bike pink.
No. You're not going to get caught, bro. Come on. Go.
Yeah, we cannot lose this round. We won't.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
How was your day?
To be honest, I'm so tired.
I have the best plan then. Let's go watch a movie.
Right now?
Yeah, it's a perfect time. I'll get the popcorn ready. Let's go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's go. It'll be fun.
I'm so tired, babe. What do you want to watch?
Whatever you want to watch. I'll let you want popcorn?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll go get it.
Okay,
all right, stay here.
Love you.
I got you on the
popcorn. All right, here's the popcorn. You're going to survive 3 minutes in the movie theater. She realizes that you're not me.
It's over.
Hey, listen. Normally, I would say we got this, but this time, you got this.
Really, bro? What do you see in him that you see in me?
Exact same person.
Now, Fake Ali has to last 3 minutes without getting caught.
Oh, he's turning off the light. That's smart. He's smart.
He's gonna get caught.
We won't.
Ali, why
do
you turn off the light? Come on, babe. I'm one of them on.
She's turning the lights on. Oh, she's gonna see him.
No.
I think that I found the movie that I wanna watch.
He's getting up. He's getting up.
Okay. I told you he knows what he's doing.
Are you serious? Why? What are you sitting down so far from me?
Your mom's catching on.
I'm a little sick.
Really?
Let's go. That's a good excuse.
That's weird. Why didn't you tell me you were sick?
I have some popcorn, sweetie.
Thank you.
All right, 90 seconds left. Let's see if he survives.
Come on, you got this.
Oh my god, you put spicy on my food?
Oh no, she's coughing. No, what did you do?
I put spicy sauce on the popcorn.
You know what? I'm gonna go get a water.
How could you forget that I hate spicy food?
She's about to catch him.
I'm so sorry, babe.
Hey, your mom is about to catch him any second.
No. I'm gonna go in and help him out.
Wait, what?
Mom, no. Are you okay? I heard you coughing. I got you water.
Oh my god, thank you.
Alright, Farhan's going in to help out, but it doesn't matter because they're about to lose.
Can you believe that I made my popcorn spicy?
What? No. Mom, this is not spicy.
That's so spicy. And you know that I hate spicy food.
Farhan and my twin are so close to getting caught.
No, Mom, trust me. It's fine. It's not spicy. Whatever.
Oh, my God. How does my wife not realize that that's not me? All right,
Mom. What movie do you want to watch?
No, Ali. What movie do you
want to
watch?
No, don't worry about it.
Why?
It's fine.
No, I wanted to choose because we're going to watch it together.
No, but it's okay. He's a little bit sick. It's fine. I'm going to watch the movie.
All right, 45 seconds, you guys. I'm getting kind of nervous.
Andy, have you got sick out of nowhere?
It's cold outside.
What, he's just sick all of a sudden?
Yeah, I don't know. It's cold outside. It's fine. Let's pick a movie. Don't worry about Ali, okay?
All right, he's got 30 more seconds. Andrea, that's not me. Come on.
Ali, come sit down next to me.
No. He's good where he is. He's fine.
What do you mean I want to sit down next to him?
20 seconds left.
No, sweetie, I'm good right here.
See, he's fine. Just leave him alone. He's good. Don't worry about Ali. He's fine.
Come on, Andrea. Catch him.
No, wait. Wait, one second. Something is happening here.
She's about to find out.
What are you talking about?
Guys look soft. Like, I don't know. Ali, something weird.
What?
This is so weird.
What?
Hey, babe.
Wait. 3 minutes. 3 minutes. It's done.
What's happening? just realized why now. Who is this guy?
Let's go! Hey! You know what that means, right? We're painting your motorcycle big!
Let's go!
Alright!
Whatever.
Wait, who is this guy?
Don't worry about it. Stay royalty. We out. Peace.
You guys, I can't believe someone left these puppies at our doorstep. You guys are so cute. We're gonna find out who left you guys here, okay? I'll be right back.
Mom, listen. We have to go outside right now.
Why?
Just trust me, it's an emergency. Just come outside. You have to see what's outside.
Okay, so can you tell me what's happening?
No. We have to go. Come on. Hurry. Come on.
Wait. Oh, my gosh.
It's just two puppies. They appeared at our front gate.
Ferran, come on. Be honest. I don't believe that story.
No, I promise you. Listen. I thought my Amazon package arrived, so I went to go check. I opened the door, and I saw the box, and I realized that this isn't my Amazon package. Someone left these two dogs here, and then they just left.
Oh, my God. Who's going to leave these dogs here? If someone dropped them off at the gate, that means that people is still around. What if we go find them and get the dogs back?
You want to go find them? You want to try to go look?
We're not going to keep the dogs. These are not our dogs.
Let's go. All right, you guys. So we're going to see if the people that left the puppies are maybe still outside of our front gate.
All right, be careful right here. It's raining so bad, you guys. How long ago was it?
I think it was like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so they probably outside then. Okay, let's hurry up. Run. Careful.
Oh, it's so wet.
Okay, let me check.
This is exactly where I found the puppies. Right here. Come.
Hello?
Mom. I don't think anybody's here.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so we need to find out who left the dogs here.
Mom, since we can't find the owners, do you think maybe we can keep them?
No, Ferran. Those are not our dogs. First, we need to find out who left them at the front gate.
They're so cute. Hold on.
What?
Do you think Dad left them at the front gate?
There is no way. He wouldn't do something like that without telling me.
It could be like a surprise, like giving us two puppies. No, there's no way. I'm going to call him.
Okay, call them. Oh, my gosh. They're so cute.
Let's call my dad to see if he was the one who left these puppies here.
Hello?
Hey, we saw the box.
Wait, what?
Bro, stop playing games. Like, we saw the box with the two puppies, the surprise that you gave us.
What are you talking about?
I told you it wasn't your dad. Okay, baby, do you think that you can come home? There are two dogs right here. We need to find the owner so we can get them back, okay? So we don't know who they came from.
I'll be there in like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, all right.
All right, bye. My dad was on his way home, and my mom came up with a brilliant idea.
All right, so I have an idea. When your dad comes back, we're going to ask him to look through the security cameras, so we're going to find out who let the dogs in the front gate.
That's a good idea, but... are you sure we can't just keep the dogs?
Oh my gosh, they are so cute. But no, you guys, we need to find the owners of these dogs.
I was really hoping that I could keep these two dogs.
You guys, I just got to the house. Orwan and Andrea called me earlier saying that there's a box with dogs inside. They must be pranking me. Let's go inside and see what's going on.
Hey, what's going on?
Yay.
My gosh, you're finally here.
Are you... what?
Look. They're so cute.
I thought you guys were messing with me.
No.
Whose dogs are these?
I don't know. Someone left them at the front gate.
Yeah.
Bro, are you messing with us?
Bro, what? No.
Be honest.
I think that he's messing with us.
No. Why would I be messing with you guys? I'm being for real.
Where'd you find them?
I found them right outside of our front gate.
You guys, what if you check the collars? Maybe there's tags on there, and maybe there's a phone number we can call. No. Check, you guys, check.
No, they just have collars. They don't have tags.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, there's no tag. It's just a collar.
We really need to find out who left the dogs here.
What if you look through the security cameras so we're going to be able to find out who left them at the front gate?
But guys, come on, think about it. They were left at our front gate. This was meant to be. Like, why can't we just keep them?
No, they have owners.
Let's check the security cameras and see exactly what happened.
Okay.
All right, you guys, let's pull up the security footage. Let's see what happens. I don't see anything.
Oh, right there. There it is.
That's the guy. Wait a minute.
He's knocking.
Okay, so he knocked on the door.
And we can't see his face. You guys, he's covering his face.
He's knocking again.
Did you see him when you went outside?
No, when I went outside, there was nobody there. pulling something out of his pocket.
Wait, what is that?
He's knocking again?
Wait, he's putting it inside the box.
Wait, what did he put in the box?
I didn't see anything inside the box.
Yeah, wait, but we didn't see anything inside the box.
Wait, you guys didn't see anything inside the box?
No.
A white piece of paper?
No.
Are you sure?
Go look for it. I'm not sure.
Go check the box. This person left something in the box, and we couldn't believe our eyes when we saw it.
Check the box. Inside the box. There's nothing in here. It's just a bunch of blankets.
Pull out the blankets.
Right here.
Wait, what? Oh,
you guys didn't see that?
No.
It says two royalty family.
Open it.
Okay, well, it's a piece of paper.
Well, obviously, it's a letter.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right, let me read this.
That's a long letter.
Okay, this right here could possibly explain everything.
Okay, let me read this. Dear royalty family, we're so sorry you lost your dog, Princessa, 2 years ago. She was such a special part of your family, and we know how much you loved her. We can't keep these two puppies and thought of you. We saw the kind of love and care that you gave to Princessa, and we know you guys would give them an amazing home.
Oh my God, they remember Princessa.
What are we going to do? We have to keep both of them.
No, you're right. No, we already have our dog Gucci plus two more dogs. That's going to be a lot of responsibility.
Why can't we just keep both, Mom?
Because it's a lot.
Ferran, it's a lot of words.
Okay, you know what? I have an idea. Listen, we bring both of these dogs to my dog Gucci and see if maybe all three of them can get along. And then that way, they all become friends and then we can keep all three of them.
I don't know about that.
No, that's a good idea. I'm going to go find Gucci.
Ferran really wanted to keep both puppies, but his mom was against the idea. Hopefully, all three dogs will get along.
Hey, maybe Ferran is right. If the two of these dogs get along with their dog Gucci, then maybe it won't be that difficult to take care of all three dogs.
Hey, I don't think that's a good idea.
All right, we'll see.
There he is. Bring him. Gucci!
We have a surprise for you, Bubba.
We have a surprise for you.
Gucci's chilling.
I think that he already smelled the dog.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to see inside the box. Let him see, Ferran. Let him see.
Come.
Ferran, he wants to see inside the box.
Come. I'm going to help you.
Inside the box.
Oh, my God. They're looking at each other. Look.
Oh, they're saying hi.
Why don't we take them out so they can meet Gucci in person?
Yeah, okay,
take them out. And if they all get along, maybe we can keep all three of them.
Let's see what happens.
All right, Gucci, come on.
Not too close.
Sit. Honestly, you guys, Gucci misses having a sibling.
He got so excited.
Say hi, Gucci.
It's okay.
Gucci, hey, where are you going?
Oh, Gucci.
It seemed like the dogs were bonding, but the question remains, will Andrea allow Ferran to keep both puppies?
Oh, look, they all got along. That means we can keep all three of them.
I know, but that doesn't change anything, guys. Three dogs is a huge responsibility, and I don't think that we're ready for this.
Andrea felt like it was too much responsibility to keep all three dogs. And Ferran was really sad about that. But she was willing to make a deal.
But you know what? I'll tell you one thing, okay? I'll let you keep one.
One?
Yeah.
Well, how am I supposed to know which one to keep? Like, how do I choose?
I don't know, you guys. Like, you can decide.
Ferran, you can pick. Just pick which one.
All right, so I'm going to put them in the box for now. Go to sleep. You need some rest. You're so tired.
Ferran was torn. He was going to have a hard time figuring out which puppy to keep.
All right, so let me know when you made your decision. Is that okay?
Okay. Alright, bad news is you can't keep both of the new dogs, but you can keep one.
No, we gotta convince my mom to let us keep both.
Bro, how? So Ferran said he has a good plan to convince his mom for her to keep both of these dogs, but I think his plan is bad.
Bro, just listen to my plan. We're gonna name both of these dogs after my mom's dog that passed away, and her name is Princessa. So that way, my mom is gonna love both of these dogs because it's gonna bring back memories, and she's gonna wanna keep them both.
Okay, here's the thing. Your mom's dog, Princessa, was named after a girl. This is a boy, and that's a girl. So how do you wanna do this?
Okay, so obviously the girl's gonna be Princessa, okay. And then the guy is going to be Prince.
Oh my goodness. Do you really think your mama's going to say yes to this?
Bro, it's worth a try.
Royalty fam, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm telling you, this is a bad idea.
Mom!
Hey, guys!
Hey!
What's up?
Guess what?
What?
So, we came up with a great idea.
Yep.
Okay.
To name the dogs. So, the boy, his name is Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the girl...
Yep, this one's gonna be a big girl. It's a cool name.
Is gonna be named Princessa.
Are you serious? Who thought that it was a good idea to do that? That's so disrespectful. I already said that you guys can keep just one dog, and you're not gonna name it Princessa, okay? No one is gonna replace my dog Princessa.
Wait, we're not trying to replace her.
Yeah, you're trying. You're naming the dog after my dog Princessa. That's disrespectful.
Stop.
Oh my god.
I told you that was a bad idea.
Alright, so do you have a better idea?
Actually, I do. So, the reason that we can't keep both of these dogs is because your mom said we weren't responsible enough. So, if we go to the pet store and we buy all the supplies and necessities that these dogs need, then maybe your mom might see us as responsible and we'll be able to keep both dogs.
Okay, not a bad idea.
Okay.
So, let's go to the store.
All right, it's raining super hard. Make sure the dogs don't get wet. Take them to the car and let's go to the store.
Let's go.
All right, hey, keep them dry. Keep them dry.
Step in water. Oh no. Oh no, my pants.
Bro, forget your pants.
Oh,
just make sure the dogs stay dry.
Okay.
Go. Remember, we have to get all the right stuff in order for your mom to realize that we're responsible enough to keep both dogs.
Real quick, let me just put both of my little buddies right here.
Gentle. First thing we need is dog food.
All right, you guys, so we have to get food, but we also have to make sure that it's the right stuff. And right here, it says puppy and it's chicken.
That's called being responsible, baby. Let's go. Hey, get some more.
Yeah, you're right.
They got to eat, bro. More. Come on, bro. More!
What?
More! Bro, they're gonna be hungry. Grab toys.
Oh, look how cute this is. A chicken? Alright, we'll grab that. A cow? We'll grab that. A dragon? We'll also put that in there. So I got security for the boy, and then I got a nice pink sweater with the heart for the girl.
Alright, put it in. It's our dog Gucci!
Okay, but wait. Hold on.
Where are you going, bro? Wait a minute.
Come on.
Is that for who I think it is?
Exactly who you think it's for.
For Gucci. You see that, you guys? He's being responsible already. He's thinking about all three dogs. Put it in.
I got a hat.
All right. Is it going to fit?
Oh, sorry. There it is.
All right. These beds are nice. Which one do you want?
Bro, we're in the wrong aisle. This is the cat aisle.
My bad.
All right. So we got two leashes. One for the boy. One for the girl.
Good job. Ferran was trying to buy as much stuff for all three dogs so he can convince his mom that he was responsible. You think this plan's gonna work?
Oh, it's gonna work.
Now let's head home and see what Andrea thinks about this idea. All right, put all the stuff in the kitchen counter. I'll go call your mom. I'll tell her to come downstairs, and then we'll show her how responsible you were. And then maybe.
So let us keep both of them.
Hey, Gucci! We're back! Babe, guess what?
What?
I'm nervous.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Alright, so Ferran wants to show you something downstairs. It's a good thing, trust me.
Oh my god, every time that you tell me that, I get nervous.
No, I'm serious, it's a good thing. Come.
Okay.
Are you ready to see the surprise?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ferran!
Yo!
You ready?
I'm ready.
What? Why is all of that?
Go look at it. Go look.
Wait, you guys bought all the pet store?
Hopefully this idea would convince Andrea to let Ferran keep both puppies.
Come. We went shopping, but we didn't just go shopping for the two new dogs. We went shopping for all three dogs.
Yep.
Okay.
Like, look, let me show you. We got so many toys, and then we got clothes. We got one for the new boy.
Yep.
We got one for the new girl.
Yep.
And of course, I couldn't forget about my favorite, Gucci.
See, we thought about all three dogs because we care about all three of them.
Exactly, exactly. Now, come over here.
Yep, we got more stuff too.
So look, right here, Mom, we got so much food for them, and we made sure that the packaging said puppy because they need the right amount of nutrients.
Yeah, and let me just say, that was really responsible of you.
That was good. That was responsible, right?
Okay.
That was
responsible. Hold on, Gucci.
Gucci,
are you okay, Bubba? We love you so much.
No, he's excited for the puppy.
Oh, yeah? He's trying to see the puppy.
And look, Mom, we got two new leashes, one for the girl and one for the boy.
I just want to say, man, Farwan was really responsible at the pet store. He was taking his time shopping, and he was putting a lot of effort into this. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys,
so?
Responsibility doesn't happen overnight. I already said we're going to keep one of the new puppies, and that's it.
Can I talk to you?
Farwan was starting to feel the pressure of having to pick one dog. Which one will it be?
Listen, we can't convince your mom to keep both dogs. At this point, you might as well just pick which dog you want to keep.
Bro, no. I'm not giving up that quick, bro. I have one more idea.
Bro, what is it?
All right, listen. How about we show the two puppies to my little sister and my little brother, and then they're going to fall in love with them. And then my mom is going to see how much my little brother and my little sister love these puppies, and she's going to want to keep both of them. I'm just saying, bro, it's worth the shot.
Okay, but what if your little brother and sister don't get along with these dogs?
We're going to have to figure it out once we get there.
All right, let's try. All right, the kids are in the movie theater. Are you ready for the surprise?
Let's go.
Hey, guys! Should we show them the surprise?
Yes. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
You guys ready? All right. On the count of three. One. Two. Three.
Come closer.
Come say hi.
Come say hi.
Look.
How cute they are, guys.
Hey, get Milan to hold one and get your sister Blue to hold the other.
Okay.
And your mom will be so happy.
Okay, come Milan. Come.
Amigo.
You
know how to...
You don't want it?
No.
Come, you just have to hug it. Get that and then put your other hand down here.
Okay, there you go. There you go, Milan.
Hold it strong.
There you go. Give it a kiss, Milan.
Kiss it.
Yeah.
Okay, Blue, you want to hold it too?
No.
There you go. You're good. Just hold it, okay? Like that, you're good.
I want to hold it.
You want to hold it? Okay, here.
Milan has one. Now his sister's going to have one.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. Okay. You ready? There you go. Hold it.
So that's a girl, and that's a boy right there, okay? And when mommy comes, what are you guys going to tell mommy?
I love it. I want to keep it.
Perfect.
Bro, you stay here. I'm going to bring your mom. Let's see what happens.
Maybe, just maybe, Andrea will let us keep both puppies.
I got something to show you.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Mama, you like it? Can you keep it?
Oh my god! So you guys like that?
Yeah!
Ooh, he's a puppy! He's so little!
This is a
puppy!
Boy and a girl!
Boy and a girl! Oh my god!
Milan, you want to keep it?
Yeah.
But do you want to keep one or just or two?
Two.
Okay.
I want to keep two.
Oh. So, Mom, can we keep both?
Guys, I already told you, we're just going to keep one, and we're going to find a home for the other one.
Yeah, but Farwan doesn't know how to pick one.
Yeah, I can't just pick one, Mom.
Well, you have to decide which one do you want to keep.
I don't know what to do.
At this point, Andrea had made up her mind, and Farwan had a hard choice that he had to make.
Farwan, it's time for you to pick one of these dogs, and the other dog, we got to find it a good home.
I can't decide. Like, okay, how about this? I'll make my decision later, but for now, we can find a home for one of them at least.
Okay, so how are we trying to find a home for one of them?
Okay, how about this? What if I post a story on my Instagram and see if there's someone out there that's responsible and that wants to provide a good home for one of the dogs?
Do you think that's gonna work?
What do you guys think?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll post the story.
Okay, post it.
Farwan's taking the picture for the story.
All right. Here, get both of them.
get a good shot?
Oh, that's perfect. So what do I put on the story?
All right. Put that we're looking for someone responsible and that can take...
No. Okay, so no. Put something like this. We are looking for a sweet home for one of these hobbies. Whoever is interested, please send me a DM.
Just like that. There you go. Good job, babe.
I just want to find a new house for one of the puppies.
I posted the story. Now we wait.
We love you, Gucci. We love you guys, too.
We got a lot of messages and called a lot of people.
Are you able to pick up a dog?
No, I need you guys to come down to me.
But most just weren't the right fit for these puppies.
Have you ever taken care of a dog before?
I've never owned a dog before.
Until finally, this happened.
Wait, so you can come tonight and pick up one of the dogs?
Yeah, I can just meet you with my husband.
Okay, and how long would you take to be here?
Probably just an hour.
Okay, perfect. I'll send you the exact address. You guys drive safe, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. See you soon. Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. We have to make sure that this person is qualified to be the owner of the new dog. And we also have to find out which dog Farwan wants to keep.
That's going to be the problem.
Hey, where's both dogs? I see one.
One of them is inside of my hoodie.
Are you serious?
I fell in love with both of them. Like, how am I supposed to know which one to pick?
Well, the new owner is about to arrive, so you got to make your decision soon, all right?
An hour later, the new owners came to pick up one of the puppies.
All right, you guys, the new owners are outside. Let's go open the door for them.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
Do you know which dog you want to keep? Is it this one?
No, I don't know, bro. I can't make a decision.
Are you serious?
Let's just go meet the new owners.
Come on in, you guys. These are the dogs right here.
Beautiful.
They're so gorgeous.
Which one are we?
Yeah, do you guys know which one you're giving up for adoption? Or like which one we're taking?
We don't know yet, but he's the one that has to take the decision.
Yeah, for a while. You're here to take one. Do you know which one you want to keep?
They're both so cute.
They are.
I know.
This was about to be the hardest decision of Farwan's life.
They're both amazing. They're both precious.
Honestly, my decision, I don't think it's right for me to separate them. I can't separate them.
What do you mean?
They're brother and sister, and I can't take them away from each other. I think you're going to have to take both.
Farwan, are you sure? You don't want to keep one?
I can't separate them, bro. I can't.
Are you sure? Okay, one second. Come.
And now, we had a bigger issue to solve.
I feel so bad for Farwan. I don't know if the new owners are going to take both of the dogs.
We can ask them and see what they say. They came here for one.
I know. Let's ask.
Yeah? By any chance, are you guys able to take care of two dogs instead of one?
Two dogs.
The owners were thinking hard about taking both puppies.
They are really precious, and I don't want to separate them. I think we can.
Yes, we will take both of them.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Take care of them, please. Oh, they are precious.
Thank you. Guys. I 100% promise.
We're going to miss them.
They will be in great hands.
We'll keep in touch, yeah?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Pictures.
We'll send you pictures. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Hey, you did the right thing.
I'm so proud of you.
They were family. I couldn't separate them. It's all good.
Stay royalty. We out. Peace.
All right. So we're going to be secretly hiding in our son Farwan's bedroom, and here's why.
The other day, we told our son that we're going on vacation, but then we overheard him saying this.
This weekend is going to be crazy. I'm going to be home alone.
And I know that means Farwan is planning something suspicious while we're gone.
I think you're overreacting. Farwan's mature.
No, babe. I'm so worried about this.
All right. To find out who's right, we're going to be building a secret room somewhere in our son's bedroom so we can spy on him for the whole entire day. All right, so this is our son Farwan's bedroom, and right above is the attic. And I think that's the perfect place to set up a secret room. Look, there's even a vent that we can use to spot our son while we're in the attic.
Are you crazy? How are we gonna get in the attic?
Oh, easy. We should make a hole in my son's closet.
That way, we can get up in the attic.
What? Are you gonna break a hole in the ceiling? At least call a professional.
You're looking at a professional.
Ali, are you crazy? That's such a terrible idea.
I got this.
Hey, can you guys help me make a hole in my son's bedroom?
Our son, Farhan, was about to come home soon, so we hired a professional to get the job done as soon as possible.
All right, we made the hole that leads to the attic. There's a lot of space up there to build this secret room. Now, we just gotta bring everything that we need to be comfortable up there before our son comes back home from school.
Are you sure that it's safe to go up there?
Yeah, yeah, it should be safe. Ladies first.
What a gentleman.
All right, babe, you go first.
Ah! What? I told you!
Just hold on tight. You got this.
Okay, okay.
Alright.
Go.
Oh, wow. Babe, this place is huge. Start bringing up this stuff.
Here, take the boxes. We gotta hurry up. Go, go.
Bye, sir.
Here.
Babe, what is this for?
Wait.
What happened?
I heard something.
Yo, Farhan is here.
What?
Oh my god, hurry up.
What do you mean Farhan is here?
Oh, hurry, hurry, go!
Hey, Ruchi, hey, Bongo.
You guys, Farhan came home from school early, so we gotta hurry up.
Hurry up! You're too slow!
Oh, you guys, we're going up.
Careful.
Mom? Dad?
You guys, Farhan just got here, so we gotta close this hole.
There's a ladder.
I gotta bring the ladder up so he doesn't see any evidence.
We left for the weekend and we'll be back in 2 days. Be safe, Mom and Dad.
All right, you guys. We're gonna be spying on our son from up here.
We're home alone. Let's go.
We're gonna be watching everything he does through security footage and the vent right above his bedroom. But most importantly, he cannot realize that we're up here or our plan is over. And we'll never know if he's responsible enough to stay home alone the whole weekend.
Okay, let's do this.
Go. Let's go, you guys. We are officially home alone. This is going to be the craziest weekend ever. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to call my friends and tell them to come over.
You see? I told you guys. He's already inviting some friends over.
There's nothing wrong with having some friends over and just chilling.
Yo, what's up? Are you down to do something crazy today? I'm home alone.
Yeah, bro. Let's do it.
Wait. Who is that friend?
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to need you to come over and bring the rest of the boys. All right, bet. I'll see you. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. How many friends is he bringing over?
Maybe like 1, 2, max 10.
What?
All right, so before my friends come over, I'm going to have a snack because my mom is not here to tell me I can't have junk food. But what I'm going to do is I'm not going to go into the pantry because all my mom has in there are healthy snacks. And I have my own secret little stash.
No.
So my mom has no idea that I have this secret stash and just wait till you see what's inside of it.
How come I didn't even know about the secret stash?
Don't jump to conclusions. It might be filled with all vegetables. You never know.
As I open this cabinet, it might look as if there's nothing there. But just wait. Once I remove these pans, now we have a whole stash of chips and drinks. Let's go!
No way. This whole time, he has a tons of junk food in the top kitchen cabinet?
Andrea was already mad. But what Farhan was gonna do next would make things even worse.
Let's go, you guys. I got chips, I got drinks, I got TV, and I'm home alone. What more could I possibly ask for?
Wait, is he taking junk food to my living room? He knows that he cannot do that.
I honestly never tried this favor. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
He has spilled soda all over my carpet and I just got it.
I mean, give him a chance. Maybe he can clean it up.
Dude, it's everywhere.
My whole carpet is red. That stain is never gonna come up.
Just trust him. He knows what to do in these moments.
All right, you guys. I think I actually have the perfect idea on how to cover up this mess.
You see? He's being responsible already. A solution is coming.
All right, Gucci, I'm gonna need you and your bed for this. So, come on, Gucci. Come on, Bubba.
Wait, what is he doing?
Just be patient.
If I put Gucci and his bed over the big mess, then my parents won't be able to notice it. Just check this out. There you go. This is perfect. It's almost as if nothing happened.
You see? He's got a solution.
Ali, this is not funny. That carpet was so expensive. Let me see.
Yo, did you guys hear that?
He heard the drop.
He heard that?
Yeah, he heard some noise.
If Farwan finds out that we're spying on him, our entire plan will be ruined.
You guys, I'm gonna go upstairs and check out what that noise was.
He's coming upstairs.
No, what are we gonna do?
I don't know, just stay quiet. Stay quiet.
You guys, I promise you I'm not crazy. I heard a noise coming from my bedroom. Hello?
Oh my god. We're literally right above him.
I know I heard something.
I'm scared.
As long as he doesn't hear us through the vent or see the hole that we made in the closet, we should be fine. Oh no, he's going for the closet.
Alright, you guys, maybe I was just tripping.
That was close.
But anyways, before my friends come, there's something I've always wanted to do.
Wait, what is he gonna do?
I have no idea.
Alright, you guys, it's time to play human bowling. I've always wanted to launch myself down these stairs, so I'm gonna be making my own custom slide that's gonna launch me into the bowling pit. And then, hopefully, I'll get a strike. Let's go.
Wait, is he building a slide on the stairs?
Oh, this is gonna be so epic.
Is that gonna be safe?
It's gonna be fun.
We made it to the top! If you guys think I'm gonna be able to get a strike, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Let's go. Wish me luck. Oh my gosh. Right here, I have my sled.
So let's do this. He's about to go down.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Let's go. Let's do this. Don't be scared, Farwan. Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
Oh my god!
Alright, you guys, looks like we did not get a strike. So that means we have to do it again. Oh my god! Oh my god! Let's go! We got a strike!
Andrea was almost ready to go downstairs and stop Farwan. And things were only gonna get worse.
Hey, what's up, boys? What's up, bro?
Oh my goodness, he invited so many friends.
Babe, I gotta go pee right now.
Now?
Yeah, I've been holding it in for a while.
What if they catch you?
Nah, no one's gonna catch me. I'll be right back. I gotta go.
Let's go. Come on in. Let's go.
I gotta pee.
All right, boys. We're home alone. What do you guys want to do first?
Dude, this is nice. I've never been here before. You gotta show us your room.
You want a room tour?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, let's go upstairs. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Farwan is trying to take his friends to his bedroom and Ali is in there. He's definitely gonna get caught.
I gotta pee.
Ali, hide! Go back to the closet!
Alright, let's go.
I think I heard them. Yeah, they might be coming upstairs. I really gotta pee though. Oh my god, no. They're coming upstairs.
My room is over here. Come on, let's go. It's right here.
You guys, I can't go back to the attic right now because if I go back up, it's going to make a lot of noise and they're going to catch me in here. So I got to stay in here and be quiet.
Come on in. This is my room.
I hope that the kids don't go in the closet, otherwise they're going to catch Ali.
Yo!
What do you guys think? Bro, thank you guys. All right, listen.
Hopefully none of them come in the closet.
To start off the day, what we're going to do is we're going to ride bikes inside the house and do whatever we want.
What? They're not gonna be riding bikes inside my house.
Are we actually gonna do it?
Yes, bro. You guys ready?
Yeah. Do you have a jacket I can borrow? It's a little bit kind of cold outside.
Bro, come on. You're family, bro. Go in the closet and grab whatever you want. It's cool. We'll meet you downstairs. Let's go, guys. Let's go.
No, please, no. Farwan and his friends are about to catch Ali in the closet. Wait, where's Ali? Oh my gosh, babe! How did you get up here without getting caught?
Alright, here's what happened. So I was gonna get caught, so I climbed up the ladder quietly, I pulled the ladder all the way up, and then I closed the entrance before anyone could see me.
Whew, oh my god, that was close. Okay, let's see what the kids are doing now.
Alright, let's go.
Alright, let's go downstairs, boys.
Wait, hold on.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting a phone call. It's super important. I have to go take this.
Yo, who is it?
Alright, it's this girl who might be coming over later. Alright. You guys go downstairs. I gotta take this phone call. Go. Oh my gosh. I gotta take this phone call.
Wait, He's going to have a girl coming over to my house? Who is this girl?
He said she might come over. It's not for sure.
Okay, so we need to listen to that conversation.
Hello? Yeah, I'm alone.
Why is he talking so quiet? Can you hear him?
I can't hear him.
We need to hear what he's telling her.
I have a solution. Wait, hold on.
All right, I have a special device that's going to allow me to hear everything Farhan is saying through the vent.
Okay, go ahead. Talk to me.
All right, the vent to Farhan's room is right over here.
By the way, shout out to Timu for giving us all the cool gadgets to spot our son.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead and do it.
All right. Yeah, you could definitely still come over.
Can you hear him?
Yeah, he's inviting a girl over.
No, he cannot do that without my permission.
Oh, not until later?
This is crazy. I can hear everything. By the way, if you guys don't know, Timu is one of our favorite places to shop. We order from them all the time.
They're doing a special promotion right now where you can get $100 cash.
And search our code right here on the screen to get your $100 offer.
Okay, let me listen to what Farhan is saying.
All right, here.
Yeah, you can bring some of your friends too.
I can't believe it.
What happened?
That girl is inviting more girls to our house. That means that there's going to be way more people here.
It's not the end of the world.
Just a reminder, a lot of the items that we use to build this super cool secret room are from Timu. We got this comfy sofa, a mini fridge, night vision goggles, and hidden cameras. You can even find popular branded items like the Meta Quest 3.
Let me listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's cool. That's fine.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right? These items are already affordable. And with our discount code, you can get it for even cheaper.
Yeah.
Now I'm 100% sure that he's going to bring a lot of girls over to our house.
What's the big deal? I'm sure he's going to behave. Plus, Timu offers 2-day shipping, which means you'll get your items just in time to build your own secret room.
Okay, yeah, I have a lot of cool things planned for later.
Farhan said that he has a lot of cool things planned for later. What does that mean?
I don't know. Anyways, just download the Timu app, search our code, and get the $100 cash offer. And don't worry if you're not in the U.S. You can still get a $100 coupon bundle by clicking the link in the description.
All right, I'll see you.
Thanks again to Timu. Now, let's see what's going on with Farhan.
I'm really worried about what Farhan is going to do next.
All right, I guess we'll find out.
Bye.
All right, you guys, we got some very special guests coming over later. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to ride bikes.
Yeah!
Come on. All right, so here's what you got to do. You got to go up the ramp, through the front door, and then ride around wherever you want inside the house because we're home alone.
Yeah!
Let's go. Come on.
I'm not going to let these boys ride bikes inside my house. I'm going to go downstairs and stop them.
Wait, you can't go down.
Why?
Because they're going to catch you. And they will never find out what Farhan was going to do home alone. Hopefully, Farhan doesn't do anything too crazy throughout the day that makes Andrea go downstairs. All right, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Okay, we go up the ramp. All right, let's go. Hey, we made it inside. Let's go.
They're riding bikes inside the house.
Let's go.
You know what? They better not destroy anything. Otherwise, it's your fault for not letting me stop them.
Relax. They're professionals. We're riding inside the house. Yo, don't crash.
You know what? They're crossing the line at this point.
Yeah, but you can't go downstairs or else you get caught.
No, but I have an idea. I'm going to call the neighbors. I'm going to tell them to come over and give the boys a noise complaint. And hopefully after that, they're going to come down. Hi, Steve. This is an emergency. Can you help me out with something at the house?
All right, let's go. Everybody outside. Let's go. Who wants to ride the bike into the pool?
I got it.
Wait, that kid is going to ride his bike in the pool?
No, he's not. He's just talking.
He said that he's going to do it.
All these kids be talking. He's not going to do it. Can you just trust me for once?
No.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes, bro. I got you. This guy's crazy. And just watch out. Everybody get out the way. Everybody get out the way. All right.
He's about to do it.
No, he's not.
All right, bro. On the count of 3, you're going to go in the water. But just remember, make sure to be safe and land in the middle. You got it?
Yeah, right in the middle. I got you.
All right, ready?
He's doing it.
1, 2, 3. Go. Pedal. Keep going. Yeah.
Oh my God. I told you he was going to do it.
But thankfully, the neighbors were on their way to the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Yo, shout out to my boy. I had no idea he was actually going to do that.
Oh, of course, bro. I got you.
The neighbors are here.
Oh, thank God.
All right, they're coming up.
Front,
think someone's at your door.
At my door?
Yo, maybe it's the girls.
Yeah, no. But they're supposed to come later. But... I gotta go check. Come on.
Ooh, they're about to get in trouble.
Who is here? Hi, neighbors.
What are you guys doing here?
Farah's nervous, you guys.
We're hearing a lot of noise.
Yeah, if you guys have any idea how loud you're being right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were just having fun, you know, just boys hang out, you know.
Why is your friend all wet?
Yeah, why is he wet?
He just took a shower. That's why. He was just taking a shower.
You guys! Yeah!
Are your parents here?
Oh, my parents.
Yeah, where are your parents?
I think they're at the movie theater right now watching a movie. No idea.
Well, actually, we're in the attic above your room.
Try and keep it down.
Okay, thank you guys. Thank you.
We thought the neighbors would calm the boys down, but then this happened.
Yo, boys, I'm low-key kind of hungry right now. Do you guys want food?
Yeah, let's order some pizza.
Nah, bro, let's order some Taco Bell.
Let's order some McDonald's.
No. We're not going to order food. We're going to go through the drive-thru.
Wait, but we can't drive. We don't even have a car.
Bro, my dad's truck is outside, and your boy's going to drive it.
Oh, no. They're not taking my truck.
I told you they're getting out of control.
What? Come on. I know you guys are down.
Yes.
I know you guys are down. Come on, let's go.
What are we going to do now?
I have an idea. If I call Farhan right now and offer to buy him food, maybe he won't leave.
You think that's going to work?
It's worth a try.
Okay.
Pick up.
Let's go. Wait. I'm getting a phone call.
Yo.
Oh my gosh. It's my dad.
Is he like coming back home or something?
Hold on, wait. Just you guys be quiet. Yo.
Hey, Farhan, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good.
What are you up to?
Just doing nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just doing nothing. It's fine.
Hey, are you hungry? I can order you some food.
No, we're good. I mean, I'm good. I'm not hungry. All right, I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Wait.
Oh my gosh. That was a close one.
That was super close.
Now, we're going to take his truck to McDonald's. Let's go.
Let's do it.
What are you going to do?
I have an idea. I'll be back.
Wait.
I'm stopping this.
What are you doing?
I have an idea. You'll find out.
They're going to catch you.
All right, let's go. All right, everybody in. Come on, get in. Okay, let's go. All right, we're in the Raptor.
Are you sure you don't even have your license yet?
Bro, I'm a professional driver.
Are you sure your parents are okay with this?
Bro, my parents are super chill.
What is Ali doing?
I gotta stop him. All right, you guys. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna turn off all the power in the house. That way the front gate will not open and they can't leave in my truck. They can't outsmart me.
Okay, hold on. First, everybody, safety first. Put on your seatbelt.
Can you open the roof?
Yeah. Here, I got you. Let's open up the roof. Hey! We got the roof open! Perfect! Let's hear it. We ready?
I gotta hurry up before they leave. I gotta turn off the power. Hopefully I make it in time.
Let's go. Oh my god.
I turn it off. Power. 3, 2, 1.
Wait. What's happening? Ali!
Surprise.
Now we gotta open up the gate.
It takes a while, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's just like not connected.
Try it again.
I think it's like a malfunction. I think if I just keep clicking it, it'll open.
I don't think so.
Guys, the power went off. What's happening? Ali!
Alright, let's see if it worked.
Okay, you guys stay in the car. 1 second.
It's not gonna work.
They're stuck at the front gate.
Woo!
All right, right now, I gotta go back in the attic without the boys catching me. Wish me luck. I'm getting old, y'all. All
right, honestly, you guys might be right. The power might be off. We gotta go check it out. All right. So I guess.
Get back in the attic. I love you guys so much, and never forget that anything is possible.
What happened?
So I turned off all the power in the house, that way they can't leave.
That was a great idea, but what do you think the front's gonna do next?
Let's find out.
Alright you guys, so the power's off, so we have to go into the breaker room and try to see what's going on. Let's go.
Okay, right here. Listen, hold on.
I have no idea which one it is, just point the flashlight.
This one's the garage.
Okay, that's the garage, so definitely not that one. This one. It has to be this one, right?
This isn't
right?
No.
Does that work? Yeah!
The power's back on.
Thank God. But I think the boys are up to something bad.
Honestly, you guys, I don't even want to drive anymore. Can we just order food? Like, what do you guys want?
What about some, like, pizza?
Yeah. Pizza, pizza. I like pizza? That, I like that. But how about the world's largest pizza?
Yo!
Hey, that sounds good.
Why are they ordering a pizza that big? That pizza probably costs like $1,000.
I'm sure they got money to pay for it. There's five of them.
Hi, can I get one of your world's largest pizzas, please?
Any toppings?
Can I do pepperoni?
Yeah, when do you want it, bud?
As soon as possible. We're hungry.
It can be there in 1 hour.
Okay, cool. Thank you. See you.
Let's go!
Let's go, pizza! Yeah, let's go!
Pizza!
Hey,
yeah!
No way! What's up? Yeah, let's help them out. Let's go, let's go. Let's bring it out. Oh my gosh!
No!
Yo, this pizza is massive! Okay, okay.
Careful with the wall, careful with the wall!
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh!
Is this gonna fit through the door?
There's no way that pizza's gonna fit through the front door.
How they're gonna bring it in then?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Alright, we gotta angle it. Hold on, yeah.
Wait, okay. I'll open this a bit.
Okay. Yeah. A little bit more.
They're about to drop it.
They're gonna drop it!
Come on in! Hey, come on in! Push it through!
Oh my god.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Let's see who's gonna pay.
Right there. This is perfect. Right there. Yeah! Nice! Hey guys, $550.
What do you mean? Like 550 slices?
Yeah.
No, $550.
Wait. $550.
Yes.
Will the boys be able to pay for the pizza on their own?
I have some change.
I think I might have something.
Yeah. 11.
Okay, I got $1.46.
$6? $14
more?
3 cents?
Okay, so maybe we might not have enough money.
Oh my gosh, that's not enough money.
Wait, what are they gonna do now?
Bro, do you have any idea what you're doing?
Bro, I have an idea. Come on, you know I always have an idea.
Yo, they better find a way to pay for that pizza or that guy is gonna be mad.
I know exactly where my dad's credit card is. Come on!
What?
Oh no!
He better not touch my credit card. He's not touching it.
He is gonna do it.
He knows not to touch my credit card.
He's gonna do it, Ali.
Don't you think that's a little too much money to take out of your dad's credit card?
Yeah, what if he finds out?
Nah, he won't find out. We're good. Just you guys stay right here. I'll get you your money. You just stay.
Okay.
Farhan, you're better than this. Do not pay with my credit card.
No. Payment first.
No.
I'll give you $5 just to look at it.
No.
All right, you guys. This is my parents' bedroom, and if I remember correctly, I think my dad's credit card is inside of his nightstand.
Do not touch my credit card.
Oh, it's right there. Now we can finally buy the pizza.
Trust me, you guys, my son is gonna reconsider, and he's not gonna use my credit card.
You guys, we're in the clear. I got the credit card, let's go!
Okay, here, can I tap it?
Sure.
Please decline. Decline.
It worked?
Yeah.
It worked? Let's go! Alright, now we can finally eat the pizza.
Alright.
I told you he was going to do it. I told you.
3, 2, 1. Oh my goodness! This thing is huge! Alright, wait. Before we eat, guys, let's make a shout out to my dad for paying for this pizza. Yeah!
Yo, Ron, what time are the girls coming over?
Oh, I think in 30 minutes.
30 minutes,
yeah. So we got time. We're good.
Which girls is he bringing over?
I have no idea. We'll find out.
All right, you guys. So before the girls come, who's down to play some indoor soccer?
Wait, you trying to play soccer in the house?
Bro, yes. Come on. I know you guys are down. Let's go. Let's go play some indoor soccer. Let's go.
No. I always tell Farhan not to play soccer inside the house. For sure, he's gonna break something.
No, you tell him not to play football in the house, not soccer. So maybe that's why he's confused.
Alright, so I'm gonna put one goal right here and another goal all the way over there.
What about all this furniture?
So put it outside. Let's go. Everybody, grab him and put him outside. Let's go. Oh my gosh, Drew. Oh my god.
Alright, just set it out right there.
Wait, are you sure your mom's not gonna care?
No, my mom is super nice. She wouldn't care. Let's go.
I can't believe they're putting my furniture outside. What if it gets damaged?
Turn. Nice.
And Farhan was about to do something nobody could expect.
We're not going to play with any regular ball.
Do you guys want to play with the very special ball?
What do you mean?
Very special ball.
Just follow me. Come here.
Okay?
Come here. Check this out. Look at this ball.
Bro, is that a signed Ronaldo ball?
No. You better not touch my Cristiano Ronaldo signed soccer ball.
But isn't that thing, like, super expensive?
Yeah, but, like,
if you think about it, a soccer ball is a soccer ball, and a soccer ball is a rent to play soccer with, so why not just play soccer with it?
Just play soccer!
Hold on.
I'm almost considering going down myself and stopping him and his friends.
Let's go, we got it! Take it!
They took the sign ball, and I'm sorry to tell you, but they're going to play with it.
You know what, you guys? I'm going to go downstairs and stop all of this.
Okay, go. I told you that he's not responsible enough to be home alone.
If I leave now, it proves that Andrea was right and that Farhan is not responsible enough to stay home alone.
You know what? We'll give him another chance.
He's going to redeem himself. Mm-hmm. Come on, Farhan. Make your dad proud. And don't ruin that Cy Ronaldo ball.
Let's go.
Oh my god.
They broke the TV, I told you.
All right, maybe it's still fixable, you guys. Maybe the TV is not fully damaged.
That's not fixable, Ali.
No, my TV. Oh my goodness, yo. Yo, move the goal. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh.
Do you think that TV is fixable?
All right, you know what we have to do? We gotta throw it in the pool.
In the pool? What's he gonna do in the pool?
We gotta destroy the evidence. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
That's a terrible idea.
Hey, I'll get the evidence. Come on.
Here we go. Tarant, don't do it, please.
All right, we got rid of the evidence. All right. Wait. Guys, come here. I just realized. The girls are going to be here any minute now, and this place is a mess. So we got to start cleaning up.
All right,
let's go. Clean everything up. The furniture. Okay, go. Put it back exactly where it was. All right, the girls are here. Bring them in. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Andrea was so mad that Farhan invited girls without asking. She just might go.